In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, I wanted to talk to you today about the strong and living faith of the Magi. And it is truly impossible not to admire this strong faith of the three wise men who hurried to give their adoration and presents to baby Jesus. These wise men believed in the prophecy from which they knew that the Redeemer, that is the coming Jesus, would appear in Judea, which was a land far away from them, and that the Redeemer's coming would be heralded by a star. So as soon they perceived this wonderful star, the Magi set off onto the road to faraway Judea. They were full of a holy desire to see and worship the newly born Savior, and they were not afraid of all the dangers and difficulties of the long journey which was first had to be undertaken. Nor did nor were they depressed when the star disappeared and they had to travel without it, but they continued their traveling and traveled on courageously and sought in Jerusalem further information as for the place where this newly born Savior was to be found. But here in Jerusalem, their faith was severely tried, because nobody in this big city knew anything about the birth of the Redeemer. It was the Magi themselves who had first brought the great news of it to this city of Jerusalem, and this news, however, did not awaken any feelings of great joy, but on the contrary, a great trouble. This might easily have caused the Magi to doubt as to whether the sign in the heavens had deceived them. But they, as heroic faithful they later proved to be, the Magi gave no place to such doubts, and they remained firm in their faith and unshaken by the opinions of the people in Jerusalem. The Magi believed the ancient prophecy of Prophet Micaiah and the interpretation of it given by the chief priests and scribes. And while it was still night, they left Jerusalem and started to travel for Bethlehem. No one in Jerusalem accompanied them. The Magi traveled all alone to the ancient city of David, Bethlehem, where they had now learned that the Messiah would be found. One might have thought that all the people in Jerusalem would have happily and with great crowds followed them to seek the newly born Messiah, their Redeemer. But no, even the priests in Jerusalem were doubtful or skeptical, and they remained behind it and left to the Gentiles to be the first and of the people of the nations who offered gifts and adoration to baby Jesus. Dear children, in Magi we see how faithful God is and how he rewards those who stand and remain faithful in their holy belief to God and to his promises. Holy Lord caused the prophecy uttered centuries beforehand by Micaiah to be fulfilled in a wonderful chain of circumstances where the ancient visitors from the faraway land would see the star and would follow it and go to first to the royal city and the of Jerusalem and then to the ancient and smaller city of Bethlehem, traveling this long distance all the way so until they finally found baby Jesus. And God had caused to carry out his design that the Redeemer should be born in Bethlehem, as it was prophesied, instead in a great and big city of Jerusalem. it was because the Magi believed that they eventually ended up in Bethlehem and could offer this great and wonderful adoration to baby Jesus. So children, remember in your lives also, follow the star, which is your true faith and which is always shows you right from wrong and guards and guides you all the way and all the days of your life. As the Magi followed the star, you also should follow the Holy Catholic faith and also its brightest and greatest presentation on this earth, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, which instead of a star which soon vanishes and is to be preserved all the days of this world, and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass instead of vanishing star is the great and true sacrifice of our Lord, by which you will be strengthened, by which you receive more graces, and like the Magi, eventually find your home to heaven to see baby Jesus. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.